Well, here we are at Ewood Park awaiting kickoff between Blackburn Rovers and Leeds United. The stadium very quiet at the moment. 7,000 Leeds fans will be situated in the away end away to our right. Eddie Gray is alongside me, as he will be for LUTV Live this afternoon. Kicks off at 2:30 on LUTV. We await the team news, and we'll get that in about 10 minutes, Eddie, but we're expecting the same starting lineup.
Yeah, I expect the same lineup, Tom. I don't think he'd make any changes. I mean, the team performed well against Blackpool. And you're talking about the, you know, big away fans, big support. I think I've passed half of them on the way down the hill there, just at a pub up the road. They're singing their hearts out already. I think the game had started. Very quiet in here, but it's definitely not going to be quiet later on, Tom. You know, I think the Leeds United fans will be in fine voice today. You know, they've come back, the team are coming back off a good victory, well-deserved victory against Blackpool. But this will be completely different, this, you know, against the Blackburn side, who've picked up since the start of the season. And traditionally, you know, over the years, we've got a poor record against them.
Yeah, it's been a long time since Leeds won here. Mark Viduka was a scorer back in 2004, sort of six meetings or so without a win against Blackburn. But as far as the team is concerned, it must be great for Neil Redfern after that game against Blackpool to try and settle this team down now. An unchanged starting lineup, and we haven't had that very often, have we?
No, no, Tom. I mean, and, you know, I think that's what the club need, you know, that bit of stability. And I'm not just talking about stability at the football club, I'm talking about within the starting 11 itself. You know, and it's quite nice that no injuries, no suspensions. So Neil had the luxury of naming the same team. It's not happened this season, you know. So that's a good thing for your point of view. And the more the players play together, especially, you know, for winning games, the more confident they're going to become in each other.
And the Cooper-Pace partnership looks set to continue. And that might have been the only area where there was maybe a slight headache, maybe. I mean, Neil Redfern said it was a tough call.
It's a tough call, but I don't really think so, because, you know, the players that, you know, went out against Blackpool performed and done the job that Neil wanted, done the job that everybody at the football club wanted, and picked the 3 points up. So if you would have been a player playing in that game where I felt everybody played their part, you'd have been a bit disappointed if you'd been left out. So I think Neil's made the right decision. If that's a decision he makes, you know, we'll find out soon enough. But I'll be very, very surprised, Tom, if it isn't.
And what kind of game are you expecting? This Blackburn side, they've drawn a lot of matches, but they don't lose very often. But they do concede goals. It's a typical sort of championship side, but certainly a sterner test than Leeds had against Blackpool today.
Well, I'll be like to be honest, Tom. I mean, Blackburn, I think the start of the season pretty slow and very effective. They're right on the heels of the top six now. And they're one of the clubs in the division. You know, they'll be expecting to be there or thereabouts come the end of the season.
Final word then, from a Leeds United point of view. What do Leeds need to do today to get a result, and how big an impact could nearly 7,000 travelling fans, are, you know, behind that goal away to our right now, could they be?
Well, Tom, last season we thought we were going to have a huge impact, and the game was so flat for us last season, a big disappointment to everybody. So hopefully, this season with the same support, we'll start the game properly, you know, and try and take control of the game, get at them, put them under pressure. We know they concede goals, so let's have a go at them and let's see what they're made of.
Yeah, score draw seems to be the most popular prediction in the press room.
That's what I went for, you know, when we were talking yesterday. You know, and now your TV farm. I must say right now we'd settle for it. But we picked 3 points up. I mean, last season the game here was a big disappointment and sort of led to the start of the downfall of the season. And if we can win here today, right, this might kickstart the season and get us really going, get into a hot period of fixtures.
Yeah, well, more from Eddie, of course, from 2:30 on LUTV Live, watching Neil Redfern make his way out onto the pitch in front of me, putting out the cone, said he enjoys that, but of course he'll be looking to get his assistant in before the next game, which is a home match against Derby next Saturday. Really looking forward to this. The stadium is quiet now, but it is going to be rocking come 3:00. Join us on LUTV Live from 2:30 for all the build-up. It's Blackburn Rovers against Leeds United.